SOP 230. Today we've got a quick book review, some new podcast directories, some video tips, and some listener feedback.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for taking the time out of your day to come listen to me here talk about podcasting. Our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you'd like to contact me, it's really, really easy. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. Or if you go out to our website at schoolofpodcasting.com, there's a big click to call button right there on the front. And let's start off with I just want to let you know what I'm reading. It's so weird. I've had this book for a while sitting on my bookcase, and I ended up just buying it on the Kindle. Now, I know that sounds really dumb, but I'm reading so many books now that I have a Kindle, partially thanks to you folks. You helped contribute to that. And I'm reading from Podcast Academy. It's the business podcasting book, Launching, Marketing, and Measuring Your Podcast. This is by Michael Gohagan, was basically the head writer with Greg, Kangialasi, who is actually part of Blue Sky Factory, Ryan Ireland, Tim Burke, one of course, one of the podcast brothers. And I got to tell you, it's a great book. If you are thinking of getting into using podcasting for business, it's got some really great stuff. And my favorite thing is I'm on chapter 3, so I'm only like maybe a third of the way through the book. There's some great case studies where they talk about how people are just, you know, you are either A, promoting your brand, you're getting to know your customers, you're being seen as an expert, you're reaching a global audience, and in some cases, you're making some money, which is very cool. So I will put a link to that out in the show notes. Again, you can just go to, let's do this, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/230, so 230. But yeah, if you're, definitely I would say at this point, great book again. It's called, it's from the Podcast Academy. The book is called The Business Podcasting Book, Launching, Marketing, and Measuring Your Podcast. So far, like I said, I'm about a third of the way through. Definitely thumbs up. Great case studies. If you're looking for other people that have made a podcast, like they talk about how Verizon, you know, the wireless phone company, had a podcast, but because their team internally took so long, they kind of had paralysis by analysis, that it took so long to put out a podcast. These podcasts were supposed to be announcing new products, and the product would be out a month before the podcast actually came out. So it's not only how people succeeded with podcasting, but in some cases, how they dropped the ball. All right, I'm sure unless you've lived under a rock, this is one of the bad news of recording podcasts ahead of time. I recorded that video one I did last week. And of course, last week's big news was basically podcasting is coming to Blackberries through basically it's a free application. I guess there were other ways of getting podcasts on your BlackBerry in the past, but they weren't free. Now there's a free one, and there's an application, and the way the application gets their podcast is through this directory that's online. It's at rimpodcast.quickplay.ca/rimpodcasting for more information. I will put a link to that out in the show notes, which again, schoolofpodcasting.com/230. Now, there are some other new podcast directories, and we have a big old list out at the School of Podcasting. One of them that I'm starting to hear, two of them actually, that I'm starting to hear more and more kind of buzz about is the GetMiro. That's GetMiro. And if you go to getmiro.com/publish/guide, it'll tell you more about that. Both of those actually, you have to sign up with an account and to get that going. And another one that I'm hearing a lot about, because it makes it very easy to get your podcast on a phone, any phone, is called Stitcher. Stitcher.com, S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.com. definitely might want to check that out. I have, I'm in the RIM one. I was actually alerted by Libsyn that I was one of the first 1,000 podcasts to be put in there. So that was kind of cool. But if you're looking for podcast directories, there might be a couple that are getting a little more buzz at the moment about that. And, you know, obviously there's iTunes, there's the Zune, there's Podcast Alley, there's Podcast Pickle, and there are others. But here are some new ones that you may want to check out. All right. Wanted to fill you in on some feedback that we received. I did put out a video last week, and I got a comment here from Gene. He says, whoa, congrats on the new video format. Look out, Paul Colligan, Gideon Shawick, and Dave Kaminsky. Will you be giving video tips in the future? I hope so. Yeah, in some cases, I will. Now, in that case, I was doing how to record a Skype call, and I was going to be describing things that are physical. And one of the things, I'll give you an example of something that I can kind of do verbally, but it actually would be easier to do in video, is I've heard some people give out some bad advice on other different shows that talk about podcasting. And one of the things I heard that I went, that's just wrong, is that if you save, let's say you're dealing with MP3 files, if you save your MP3 file as a mono file, the file size is smaller. That, my friends, is wrong. And if you don't believe me, take any file that you have in Audacity and save it as a stereo file. Let's say you save it as stereo 96 constant bit rate, right? And you save that to your computer. Now, go back, take that same exact file, you know, export it as 96 constant bit rate mono, and look at the file size of those files. They're the exact same. So if somebody is telling you that saving your MP3 file as a mono file will make the file size smaller, it may make it sound better, especially at lower kind of exporting rates. But if they're saying it'll make the file size smaller, that's just wrong. And I have a video that will prove that. I was actually going to make that this episode, and I'm not. There are a couple things why. So we're going to get into video a little bit here, some video tips. The most important part of your video, I would have thought, would have been your lighting. And while lighting is very important, and boy, is it a pain in the butt if you don't have a light rig to get decent lighting. The easiest one is just, you know, use the lighting by God and go outside. But I'll talk about that in the future. I definitely am picking up some video tips. But the most important part of your video is the audio. And last week I used a microphone, but it wasn't very close to my mouth. And I ended up not with a great level, so I boosted it up. I used a webcam for the actual video. So, and I did that. Somebody mentioned Gideon Shawick, who's this guy that just put out this video product. And he was all about, if you're doing it on YouTube, don't worry too much about the quality. But he even said, the microphone, get an external microphone. And so I actually did. I got an Audio-Technica. It's a little clip-on mic, an ATR-3350. I got this based on by two recommendations. One was on a guy. I was looking at a Kodak ZI-8 camera, and a guy had recommended getting this microphone for that camera, which is actually kind of in some ways dumb because that camera records in stereo versus in audio, but you can go in, I guess, in the camera and tell it to record mono. So that would work with that. I am hearing some not so great things about the ZI-8 in low lighting. The other downside of the ZI-8 is the batteries. You can't just replace it with double A's like you can a Flip HD, because that's the two I was looking at. But one of the things I did find is you can record your audio separately and then actually put the audio into the video. And I really thought that was going to be hard to do, to sync it up so it didn't look like a bad, you know, Japanese lip sync movie kind of thing. But if you just start off your video going 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, and just keep counting, it gives the audio is very easy to see because you get these big blocks of audio and you just line it up. And once you line it up to where you just hear, you know, because you'll hear the audio from the video and the audio from the, in my case, the Zoom H4. Once you only hear one with no echo, you go back and basically silence the one on the video and you're good to go. And that's with me using Camtasia. But I was not happy with the way that sounded last week. And so I did buy this clip-on microphone. And I will be doing some more video in the future. If you want to see these, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/YouTube. And that will take you over to my YouTube channel as those come out. And I will be putting those. Some of these I'll be putting in the feed. Not all of them, though. But I'll let you know. Like in this case, my plan right now is to finish that one when I get done recording that. So Gene, thank you so much. I'm glad you like the video stuff. I need to get into video just to be a little more ramped up on that. Oh, also, speaking of that, that was the one source was somebody on the Amazon site said, hey, I bought this camera. I also bought this microphone. The other one is Ray over at the Podcasters. It's at, let me get this straight. I know it's Podcasters with an S Studio. Is it the Podcaster Studio? Great show prep, Dave. Yes, it's the Podcaster Studio, who makes a living as a podcast consultant. Good guy. And he's also the produce picker. You've probably seen his video with that. So he is really into video a lot more than I am. And I said, I need a second opinion. What's a good mic? And he said, well, a really inexpensive one is the Audio-Technica AR-3350. So I've got a link to that out in the show notes. It's $27 for the microphone. And maybe I'll record an episode with that so you can hear it. So, Gene, thank you very much for the comment. A couple weeks ago, we had the show where I was explaining how I over-tweaked and retweaked and tweaked that again with Adobe Audition. And Will King wrote in and said, hey, I want to add a contrarian viewpoint. Keep over-editing your sound, because I said I over-edited it and people were like, man, you sound not real anymore. He said, I listen to podcasts often in noisy environments, shower. You listen to podcasts in the shower? While freeway driving, that's where I listen to a lot of mine, while walking along noisy streets. That's me too. I listen to mine while I walk the dog. Podcasts that allow a great deal of dynamic range are often unlistenable in such situations. People naturally speak in low tones when being interviewed, and those comments are often inaudible in such situations. I understand that some people listen in setups where they can appreciate the dynamic range, but I prefer audio that keeps the audio loud for all vocal situations because of the environments in which I listen. For my two cents, it's not too much tweaking. So there you go. If you go back and listen to that podcast, that was two or three episodes ago. And then I just talked about the whole mono stereo thing. And I think that is going to do it. We'll be talking about... did want to mention... Again, since it is August, use the coupon code BTS, that stands for Back to School, out at the School of Podcasting. Get 30% off your membership. 30%, people, when you sign up. And that's only through the end of August. So hurry up, because that is coming around. BTS, by the way, stands for Back to School. Would love to have you. Want to thank everybody at morepodcastmoney.com. I have selected my... the people I'm going to use for my self-publishing, and that is CreateSpace. It's actually an Amazon company that will get the book into Amazon.com. For more information, just go to schoolofpodcasting.com/CreateSpace, all one word, and that'll take you right over there to check it out. And still working on that, and have gotten some phenomenal feedback. I got to tell you, first of all, my beta of this went way more rougher than expected. Actually was kind of embarrassing. I did test it out. I had a test user, made sure the membership part was working. Everything was working fine. I came on this show and said, hey, if you're interested, come order the book. You'll be part of the membership group. And just bugs galore in the membership software, which actually is part of the book. So it kind of tied in with the book. But to all the people in that group, you can still be in it, by the way. Just go over to morepodcastmoney.com. We've got a lot of the bugs worked out now, so it's a lot more fun now. But only a few spots left for that if you want to do that. And we are in the port now of looking at the basically all the parts of the book are just about out, and we are having people just beat the snot out of me pointing out my typos and everything like that, which is why it's a beta, but it's a lot of fun, and we're getting some good feedback. So I'm looking forward to releasing that. That should be probably in a couple months. I'm also contacting now some people for book covers and things of that nature. But if you're thinking of re-releasing a book, like I said, so far I'm pretty happy with everything I'm reading about CreateSpace. So go to schoolofpodcasting.com/CreateSpace, and that is going to do it. If you're thinking about starting a podcast, hey, I'm telling you, we've got it all in one spot. Quit wasting your time. It's all in one spot. Quit all those Google searches. We've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got resources like the directories we mentioned. They're going to go added to the list that's already in the School of Podcasting. And we've also got really just everything you can think of that you need for a podcast. It's all right there, along with the tutorials, along with me, your personal podcast coach, and live training. We just had one last Thursday that went well. We were talking about file management and other things all related to podcasting. Would love to see you on the inside. Again, don't forget, BTS saves 30%. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting. And until next week, class is dismissed.